This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look at this headline up on Infowars.com from RT. Ooh, criminal investigations in Congress. FBI criminally investigating. Look, I posted an RT story. Anti-Trump feminist tells companies not to insure Russian ambassador's life. Intense Russophobia has overwhelmed U.S. response to the Kremlin. And it goes on to have the left saying, don't even, you know, do business with Russians. They're all just devils. Talk about scapegoats. Talk about xenophobia. Talk about stereotypes. Just talk about ridiculous. I'm going to stop talking about this soon because we've got big Vatican news coming up with Leo Zagami and also Craig Sawyer, former Navy SEAL with the Dev Group and TV host and expert. He's been watching investigations of the pedophile networks, the big busts that are going on, and the fact that once the police bust them, the media won't cover it. In fact, guys, I meant to do this. Will you print me the L.A. Times and the KTLA and all that about, you know, the hundreds of pedophiles arrested, including kids in cages and women enslaved, but then there was no coverage after. There's been a bunch of busting. Sandusky's son getting in, and the head of Penn State getting indicted, and just a bunch of the latest pedophile news. What's his name? Uma Abedin's beard. Anthony Weiner. Yeah, Weiner and the stuff we broke about the sexting and procuring of young girls. And the UN report about the thousands of Haitians enslaved in sex slavery, many of them killed. And just a lot of that. Because, you know, they say after Pizzagate that they basically made up, that we covered a little bit, not just clarified, that pedophilia doesn't exist. And then they've got lots of stuff, you know, sexualizing kids on the news and the rest of it. NAMBLA is part of the UN. And, you know, they want your kids. They want to have a 60-year-old guy come knock on your door and, you know, invite your 5-year-old daughter out. And, you know, it's her right to go with them. It's the school's right to inject your kids with vaccines. I mean, this is the wall of fraud they're engaged in, hoping you're weak-minded and will go along with it. So they're going to be joining us because we should queue it up. Remember, it was 3 days before the media broke it. We had Leo Zagami on, breaking the big gay orgy, cocaine orgy. He's got all the details, the next big shoes to drop. He'll join us from Rome coming up and riding shotgun. Craig Sawyer, who's involved, will show his website with, 12 different intelligence agencies. MI6, German intelligence, U.S., CIA, FBI, you name it, who are aware of all this and are working on ways to legally leak the busts that are going on without compromising the trials. The problem is gag orders are being put in on all these, and a lot of the judges, some of them are good, some of them are bad, it's all being killed because it goes up to the higher-ups above it. That's why you see the head of Penn State going down and others. I mean, this is big. In fact, I'd expect a lot of these people that are in custody to, you know, die in prison, like Paterno magically. You know, might have gotten indicted, but he died. I'm not saying Paterno did anything. Oh, no, certainly not. They were just raping kids, Sandusky and others, at high noon in the field house in the showers. But it was kids that have had troubled past at a special system charity where the poor young children would get to that had already been raped that no one would believe. Who already had physically been abused, so you couldn't see the signs, because they were already there, they would be supplied for overnight visits with the rich and powerful. And now we know the deputy pope was procuring hundreds of little boys that they would rape. He would test drive them. But this is all liberal. See, that's why the liberal publications are mad at us, because they want to make it just like one more sexual preference to, like Salon did last year or this year, where they show a 5-year-old girl and twirling around in a leotard, in a tutu with a weirdo drooling, saying he's sexually aroused by it. Again, they've got to tell you what they're into. They've got to tell you how it is. They want to throw in your face first. But they pushed a little too hard with Podesta's brother in the Washington Post in 2007 showing pictures of little kids with their butts naked, paddled red, and saying, I'll show what I want. I don't care if you don't like it. I'm going to show you my deviant art. As he walked around looking like, well, he looks like the mayor of New York, who's one of his top assistants, got caught being a pedo. They all got that pedo grin, don't they? That jack-o'-lantern grin. I mean, I'm not saying they're pedos or anything. I'm just saying they really look like big, fat demon slobs, don't they? They make your stomach turn, your hair stand up.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kicking off hour number two, broadcasting worldwide, Craig Sawyer and Leo Zagami. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we've got the Satanic Pedophile Network on the run. Trump is delivering on his promise to go after him. And all the other patriots have seen that as the signal, because believe me, they come after you when you fight them, to engage him. So the war is on against Orthodox radical Islam itself, obsessed with pedophilia and the satanic pedophile networks. Here's Leo Zagami, investigative journalist in Rome. 3 days before it broke in the Western news and became a firestorm about the gay cocaine orgy at the office of the Inquisition. That's the internal Vatican political police. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Conflict a few days before George Pell got booted out of the Vatican, we had basically the police breaking inside the palace of the Holy Office, the ex-Inquisition, now known as the Congregation for the Matters of Faith, basically the headquarters of the most holy office in the Vatican. The police broke in and found a gay orgy, and they were using cocaine, and they basically had to arrest the secretary of a very prominent cardinal who himself was waging war against Cardinal Pell. So there is also an internal war here, and of course nobody wanted to show the face of this priest, but I wanted to show it to your viewers. It's called Monsignor Luigi Capozzi, and only only very few media, I think only RT probably just mentioned the name of Capozzi's boss.
So there you go. And Zagami was reporting it first on his site, leozagami.com. He's written a whole bunch of books predicting that this cardinal would become the new pope. Of course, that is the current Pope Francis. And then his aide-de-camp, his number two guy, they say he's the number three, really the number two in actual power, George Pell, has now returned to Australia to face the charges of hundreds of young boys raped and then procured and pimped out over 40-plus years. Ladies and gentlemen, that's only the gateway. Then it's Satanism. That's ABC News. They are so upset now that the dam is falling. Trump, of course, 4 years ago said, we need to take pedophiles, we need to have quick trials, we need to execute them. Okay? Got to do something about these missing children grabbed up by perverts. Too many incidents, fast trial, death penalty. You got the Clintons and Jerry Sandusky, and the head of Penn State just getting indicted, and Sandusky's son. And you've got the Lolita Express and Jerry Epstein, and you've got We First Broke, even the day before Breitbart did, with Eric Prince and his law enforcement sources, former head of Blackwater, you know, head of XZ, whatever you want to call it today, saying, yes, they're procuring kids on these planes, and yes, Wiener's got sexting to a bunch of kids. We told you that. It broke later. He's pled guilty to it. That's just the low-level stuff. He's our Renfield. He goes out from our intel and the reports we've got and is gathering. So joining us for the rest of the hour are Leo Zagami. And, of course, Craig Sawyer is a former decorated Navy SEAL. Don't want me to say it, but the Dev Group, you name it. And then, of course, he's hosted a bunch of shows on Discovery Channel, History Show, Top Shot, you name it. And he is produced a lot of films, did a lot of shows, but he ran into brick walls in Hollywood trying to get financing to interface with law enforcement, because the missing part of the puzzle is no media will run it. You see the hundreds of pedophiles arrested here, hundreds there, dozens of kids found in cages, KTLA. And there's hundreds of these busts, and then it all disappears into the, quote, legal system, and the media doesn't follow it up. You think they'd be all over it at these hearings, covering it, burrowing into who it is. Trump's rolled up the first and second level. Now it's all gummed up in the courts. The cover-up's taking place, and anybody trying to investigate it, they're trying to shut down. But now we're blowing big, giant holes in it. Let's go to Leo Zagami to give us any updates on what's happening, and then we'll also co-host here with Craig Sawyer of the Saw Man. We'll also give you his website as well. Leo, I kind of set the table here. You said last week when you broke all this news on Monday that your intel sources all over Europe say, no, it's Trump's impetus and green-lighting, linking up with other agencies, exactly what Craig Sawyer is saying. We should show you his site. And, you know, show all the agencies that are involved, patriots that are involved, just to understand how big this fight for the heart and soul of the world is right now. Leo Zagami, what's the latest?
Well, thank you for having me back on, because there is a lot of news coming from the Vatican of interest. First of all, the mysterious death of a cardinal, Joachim Meissner, who was one of the four cardinals who last year sent this letter challenging the Pope, basically, which we have mentioned, if you remember, in the past episodes with you. And this is very interesting, because Cardinal Joachim Meissner died suddenly on the 5th of July, but up until the day before, he was in contact with Cardinal Mueller, who was kicked out of the palace of the Holy Inquisition. He was the prefect, the head, once they broke in with the story of the raid of the orgy, which was not actually people connected to Mueller, but rather people connected to Pope Francis. And Pope Francis, instead of getting Mueller on the case, he just kicks him out. And it's very interesting also the fact that he kicks him out in a very harsh way, which is unprecedented for somebody who is the head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, because he invites him there, he makes him talk and give his points, and then in the end he just says, okay, your job is not renewed, you can leave. And he just goes out of the room, and basically to an astonished Cardinal Mueller, who thought maybe he will come back bringing a token for him or something. Actually, there was at that point Father Gershwin, Georg Gershwin, who has been for many years the secretary of Ratzinger, who has to go there and take him out of the room because the guy was literally shocked.
Sure, now I understand you're giving us inside baseball, but just talk to me like I'm 5 years old. This is complex stuff. You're an expert. You live outside the Vatican. You're there. You're a journalist. Specifically, what do you make of the Pope then firing a bunch of traditionalists once he got caught again? Is that him retaliating? And what do you make of his right-hand man, the Cardinal of Australia, returning back to face the charges of the mass pedophile ring?
Well, all these people, including Cardinal Pell, and also the new Archbishop Luis Saladaria, the Jesuit who has taken the place of Cardinal Mueller as the head of the Inquisition of the Holy Office after this big scandal, they are all connected to a secret group called the Mafia of San Gallo, nicknamed the Mafia of San Gallo, which is a secret Masonic lodge that meets in Switzerland. And in Switzerland, with the now deceased Cardinal Maria Martini, they basically planned the election of Pope Francis already back in 2005, but they didn't manage to win the favors of everybody, so then they attempted again in 2013, and now they are literally dismantling all the conservative process, all the conservative leaders of the church, because they are, of course, progressive, liberals. They are working...
These busts a conservative counterstrike trying to take them out, and is that why he's accelerating his purge? A, B, will this work? How does the civil war appear to be going, Leo Zagami?
Well, the war against these people, as I said, will leave some people on the ground, because I think it's very suspicious the death of Cardinal Meissner, and I think also that we're going to see some very big things happening soon in Australia with Cardinal Pell going in front of a court. Imagine a cardinal who is number two, number three in the Vatican, arriving in front of a court of law in Australia. This is unprecedented, and it will give some definite incredible...
So will this bring down the conservative Catholic Church, what's left of the real Catholic Church, or will this bring down the people that use their pedophile rings to blackmail control into it, as even the London Guardian admits 4 years ago? What's going to end up happening, Leo?
Well, this depends from the intelligence agencies which are backed now by Trump in this war against the pedophiles. If we really want to go after the pedophiles, Pope Francis is our enemy number one, because Pope Francis has done nothing to fight pedophilia, but has done again and again just acts of cover-up and
protection. Sure, but what I'm saying is it appears they're beginning to lose and we're beginning to win, or is that too preemptive? Or is it too early to say that, Leo Zagami?
They're still very powerful, Alex. So this is our ongoing war, and we're going to see what happens. But I hope that with the help Trump, the intelligence agencies around the world finally are going to unleash mayhem against the Vatican. Because there is even the Italian police told me, Leo, we are just waiting for a backup from America, from anybody in power, so we can go in the Vatican and arrest them.
Exactly. So we're reaching that tipping point. Craig Sawyer, vetsforchildrescue.org, paticalinsider.com. We got 2 minutes to break, but give us your approximation of where we are in the war against the pedophile Satanist.
Well, I think it's a matter of information, Alex. The American people can only be subjugated by a minority group of tyrants as long as we allow that power over us. So I think knowledge is power, and a genie has just recently started to leak out of the bottle. So I think the American public and globally are just starting to become aware of this pervasive scourge against our youth. So I think it's really all about advising, educating, and informing the people. I think that's just now starting to happen. I think there's going to be a lot of gnashing of teeth, so to speak, as people digest just how far this has gotten. And once people can digest it and realize that it's actually happening, formulate exactly how we're going to link arms and unite to stand up against it.
Now, I want to talk to them about, when we come back, with Leo and you about the big picture, but also what you've both gone through. Leo's been grabbed, arrested, I mean, you name it for this stuff. He's been proven right. They've tried to block you on PayPal, on other systems. I've seen them not even let you get donations I've given. When you've got shows on History Channel, Discovery, I mean, you're totally respected. They are not letting you organize this. They are so scared of you trying to make a film with law enforcement.
But that is empowering because the people are starting to see it. Now, the enemy, if you will, are showing their hand. So now the American public are seeing that this is real and that there are people that want to keep this suppressed. And it's, quite honestly, it's ticking people off. With this whole Pedo Pal campaign that went viral on Twitter, forced PayPal to fork up back over our funds. So the American public are realizing that when they stand up for truth and take no grief, that we can assert our will.
That's right. The giant's rising. Stay there.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
There are a lot of big fights happening right now. But make no mistake, this is the first 21st century major information war, cyber war. It's being directed by globalists that are allied with corrupt forces in the Vatican, Orthodox radical Islam, the main Sunni contingent, the socialists and globalists in the EU, Hollywood, but the glue that ties it all together, people like Meryl Streep, you know, praising child rapists, the thing that ties it all together is the pedophilia. But it's a perfect sacrament of their religion of being greedy, hateful, selfish, pig-like creatures. And you see it as a staple in Al-Qaeda, a staple in ISIS, a staple in the people that have taken over the Vatican, a staple in the takedown of Protestant churches, a staple in the colleges at Penn State, the high schools, is pedophilia. It's real. It went on in the time of Rome. It's going on now. And it's their cult. And it's all coming out in the open. And people are sick of it. Now, coming up, I was just watching during the break, Democrat senators flipping out on CNN going, this is incredibly serious. Donald Jr., Russians did influence the election because they met with one lady who wanted to talk about sanctions. They're like, no, we want to talk about Russian connections to Hillary, which are now confirmed. That's Donald Jr. doing his job so that he's trying to find Russian spies. He's now a Russian spy. So that's coming up. All these wars tie together. Now, we're talking to Craig Sawyer, TacticalInsider.com, former Navy SEAL, Patriot. And we've also have Leo Zagami, LeoZagami.com. This is a brief segment, so I want to get quick comments from both of you. Going back to Craig Sawyer, talking to your sources, I don't even want to get into ongoing investigations and things, but in general, the pedos know they're under attack. They know their first and second lines are getting arrested all over the world, Australia, you name it. This is global. What's the intel from your sources? How's the war against these people going?
Well, it's going well. I'd like it if there would be a little bit more acknowledgement by the president publicly, so that those that don't have access to it can kind of recognize that this is happening. There are reports out there, but it's not mainstream so much. So I think that would be tremendously helpful if you'd just say, hey, yeah, this is what we're doing. There are a lot of arrests made, and just kind of give a little nod of acknowledgement to that. But a lot of good people working very hard, and I think, though, more importantly, that swamp's got to be drained, Alex. A lot of the federal system does not yet work well because there's so many that are involved that are causing log jams in these investigations. So I think the sooner that swamp gets drained from the top, the sooner we can have a cascading success rate of legitimizing these agencies and being more effective with these investigations and arrests.
The bottom of the rabbit hole, the bottom of the swamp. We saw 474 arrested, 28 sexually exploited children, many of them found in cages. KTL-5, that was back in early February, February 1st. No coverage of that after that ever. We sent reporters there, the L.A. County, so we're not allowed to talk. There's a total shutdown from our sources. They've never seen anything like it. That's just one bust of over 10,000 pedophiles, a playpen. Over 150,000 users with real child porn, kids kidnapped, you name it. The FBI busted that, nothing on that. I mean, this is incredible.
You know, that type of blackout is not a service to the American people, man. If the American citizens think that the mainstream media is there to provide them a service, I would encourage them only to look at who owns those networks and give consideration as to what their political views really are. And understand that they're not going to inform the American public in a way that empowers us. So we've got to start reading on our own, paying attention to these reports, and not expecting to be spoon-fed any longer. Times are changing, and
that's
now
right.
The deep out of the bottle, we're seeing that there's a genuine mass deception campaign that's been going on. So we need to wake up to it.
Leo Zagami, we're going to break in about a minute and 15 seconds, but what are the other big pieces of news? I know you've always got a ton of stuff coming up after the break.
Well, we have done a poll, not a pool, because my wife always says that I pronounce it in the wrong way, about Pope Francis, which has given astonishing results. If you want, we can talk about it after the publicity, because it's incredible what the Italians have said about Pope Francis in this poll, which includes three questions. And the first question was if they believe that Pope Francis was actually elected in a genuine way. And I must say that the answer is pretty astonishing, because there is 93.5% that say that basically the Pope's election has been manipulated by an external power. And this external power is a secret Masonic lodge, which is based in Switzerland, in San Gallo, which for many years saw as the leader Cardinal Maria Martini, which was basically the mentor of Pope Francis.
Wheels within wheels, plans within plans. Stay with us.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we're riding on the storm.
Riders on the storm.
Big time. That's why you see North Korea out of control all of a sudden. It's why you see, you know, top aide to the Pope, number two, number three guy, depending on how you look at it, busted running giant child kidnapping rape gangs. Now going under criminal charges today in Australia, turning himself into the police. It's amazing. That's why you see them claiming this Russia investigation over Trump and then his son putting out his emails and they say, why'd he dox himself? Because he didn't do anything. They met with thousands of people. Of course, they met with some Russian lawyer. Do you have evidence she's working with the Russians? That's what Hillary was running around trying to get stuff on Trump. But again, they act like that's collusion. Like, I saw a Russian once, or a person born in Russia out of, you know, 80-something people. here in my office, an Army vet, great patriot, works in my office. My gosh, we're under suspicion. A Russian works here. Melania's from Eastern Europe. You can't trust her. This is the mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. This is the total mental illness, and now he's released the emails, and you look at them, and it's a 10-minute meeting. It's nothing, but they're the ones that have the Russian connections. We're going to tie all this together here in just a moment with Craig Sawyer, former Navy SEAL and Patriot, and obviously TV host, a tactical trainer, tacticalinsider.com, vets4childrescue.org. We'll get more into how they tried to shut him down and where the fight's going. Leo Zagami, leozagami.com, investigative journalist in Rome. I want to both talk about stuff they've been through trying to cover the pedophiles, because that's when you really know how much power they've got, when all hell breaks loose. Right as they're trying to normalize pedophilia, you notice the last few years, we're really kind of messing up their oatmeal here. We're kind of, you know, pissing in their Cheerios, because this is supposed to be their big coming out now. And I've got news today where they're trying to sexualize small children in the news. I mean, this is crazy. Briefly, we're listener supported. We're not funded by the Russians. We're not funded by the Easter Bunny. We're funded by you mainly buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's CNN, this fake news shirt, great to spread the word, meet like-minded people, InfoWars.com on the back says real news. Whether it is a Hillary for Prison shirt, we have a new limited edition of that. Whether it is a Molon Lambe shirt, men and women's, we have these new really soft fabric shirts made in America. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I've decided to expand free shipping throughout the month of July. I've never done that before. Folks love it. And we have all of our main nootropic and high-quality supplements discounted. Brain Force Plus, 30% off. Supermel Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield, the Good Halogen X2, so amazing, 30% off. You really owe it to yourself to try these, folks, if you haven't. Z-Shield, the heavy metal and toxin detoxifier. InfoWars, super high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot. That's got to end today, 30 to 40% off. Emrex Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off. That is the sunscreen and the great bug spray that's all organic. Now, some of these will have to end soon because some are about to sell out. But MycoZX that knocks out the candida, the fungus, all that garbage, that's what it's designed to do out of the gut. It's been sold out for almost 5 months, 6 months. It's back in, and it goes great with Biome Defense, our high-quality probiotic that we keep refrigerated. That is 30% off when you get those together, and that funds the operation. So I want to thank you all for your support. DNA Force is finally back in stock after, again, five-plus months being out as well. It's got the CoQ10, the NAR lipoic acid, the BioPQQ. These are the real organic-derived forms of it, not the fake synthetic ones that cost even more. And we've got 20% discount on that out of the gates, even though we can't keep it in stock. Just want to pass that on to you. And, again, it's really amazing. Read about the 175 studies at InfoWarsLife.com, why DNA Force is so amazing, the BioPQQ, and more. Whatever you do, take advantage of it. We also have D Magazine and Newsweek and a bunch of Washington Post making fun of the fact that we sell fluoride-free toothpaste. My dad developed it. He's a dentist and an oral surgeon. The hydrofluorosilicic acid they put in toothpaste is toxic. Causes brain damage, bone cancer. That's Harvard studies. Just search engine it for yourself. Lowered IQs. And you need a little bit of calcium fluoride. That's not what they put in the toothpaste. We have it fluoride-free with the colloidal silver and with the high-quality iodine. And nobody else has got it. It's made by the same folks that make Toms of Maine. It's amazing. Super Blue, back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, I'll try to give these guys the floor in this next 15 minutes or so we've got before we go to break. To cover the waterfront, what they want to talk about dealing with the pedophile empire being drug out in the open, literally in big trouble, the Vatican reeling. This is unprecedented. This is 100 times bigger than cardinals and priests being caught before, because now we know these are the guys that covered it up being caught being absolute child raping demons. So what goes beneath the swamp? What's below the pedophilia? We know it's Satanism. We know it's worse, the raping of children. I want to get Craig Sawman Sawyer to talk about that, and then Zagami, and then talk about what you guys have gone through, the latest shoes to drop, what's coming next. Then I want to talk about the Russia situation and how they're trying to say that any of us that investigate Hillary for Russia connections, well, that makes us Russian spies. Talk about upside-down logic. So who wants to go first here?
Please go.
All right. right. Well, what's behind it, Alex? Well, it's power. It's just a struggle for power. Some of these misguided elites are struggling for something meaningful. They want power and influence, and they're going about it completely the wrong way. And it's nothing new, but the public's just now starting to learn about it. So it's an ugly revelation. It's hard for people to kind of accept that it's happening and deal with it. So that's step one, is really causing people to recognize that it is happening, then how to confront and put it down. Some of the grief that we've been going up against, and as soon as we announced the launch of Vets for Child Rescue, we started getting chatter on the internet of people that were panicking and planning their attacks against us. And sure enough, and one of the things that they were going to go against is discredit any fundraising that we tried.
And by the way, they don't know that you're a federal officer, not just a guy that's been in SEAL Team 6, all the rest of it, and you have TV shows, you're well known. I mean, you've got intel on these people. You know what they're doing, and they're so ignorant they don't understand that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's that they don't understand that. I think it's just they can't. They have to run and hide. They've got to try to fight to hold what little they've got left, because truth is coming. You know,
so you're saying they're cornered. They're cornered now.
Well, they are. Now, it's just starting. Look, you asked earlier, where are we at in this battle? The American public has not even stepped foot on this battlefield yet. So I kind of liken myself in a way to a modern-day Paul Revere, but instead of saying the British are coming, I'm saying the pedophiles are already here, and it's a global epidemic and problem. But we've got to be aware. I've got to let everybody know. We have to let everybody know that this is going on so that we can combat it. So we've had our fundraising attack. Man, GoFundMe would not even publish our campaign. So, and then You Caring, as you remember, Alex, stopped our campaign while I was live on the air with you, and donations were coming in. And then AmericasFund.me stepped in and ran the rest of our campaign and did it honorably. So I want everybody to recognize AmericasFund.me did an honorable and straight job. And then PayPal went to go transfer donations from our website into the Vets for Child Rescue account, and they said, nope, we're going to sit on this for 180 days. And they disabled my ability to email them, and then they hung up on me when I called. So I notified our legal team and had our legal team start writing up messages. But before our legal team could even present them with a letter, people took to social media and started a PedoPal, hashtag PedoPal campaign. And hundreds, if not thousands, of people were deleting their PayPal accounts because of what PayPal did to us. And then within 48 hours of that campaign, PayPal sent me another message without any other further communication, announcing that there was no more problem and that our funds were free.
But I mean, you're a guy that's like one of the main guys on two or three big shows. You're a well-known author. You're a well-known famous Navy SEAL. I mean, how in the world do they then, all these groups, not say you're legitimate? Cause I saw the letters. We published them saying you're not legitimate. This is, you know, a fraud or whatever. It's crazy. No, they're legitimately in real time scared, and I don't want to bring myself up, but I want the audience to know what I do with my charity is stuff like this behind the scenes. When they tried to censor you, I gave $10,000, and they censored that, I gave $90,000, and we haven't really talked since then. Obviously, were you able to get that?
Yes, sir. That is in our account and in safekeeping, and we're finalizing probably today the contract with the executive producer, the production company that's actually going to shoot the documentary series. So
and one way or another, it's going to get released. Even if TV won't release it, it's going to be released. Working with law enforcement, the final link was getting media that would actually cover, but doing it with law enforcement so it's done right, to actually expose that the media won't cover all these PETA busts.
Absolutely. Look, we've got to just walk the American public through in a practical, factual way to let them see what really happens. There need be no exaggeration here. We just have to walk them through and show them what actually has been happening so that they can understand and accept it. And we've got some of the greatest people out there that have been through help in this situation, have been part of the healing of some of these victims and people from every aspect of it. So I'm thankful at the forward progress and the access and the allies that we've assembled in this fight. So it's
talk about some of the other patriots, not just here, but around the world without their names, obviously, that are involved and how chomping at the bit good guys inside government are ready to go after this.
Yeah, well, a lot of the rank and file in the federal law enforcement community are doing great work. And in some cases, they are only able to do so much because their boss or their boss's boss may be complicit or corrupt. So, like I said, the logjam, those creating the logjam throughout the chain of command and federal law enforcement have to be purged. They have to be removed, and there's got to be a deliberate process. And, President Trump, I give him credit for being aggressive and trying to clean the swamp as quickly as he can. But as you know, Alex, a lot of his cabinet are not yet in place because those that have been put in the position to grant the clearances have been compromised and corrupted.
Well, expanding on that, Trump is so good about not talking about military or law enforcement operations that he goes too far sometimes, not giving himself any, positive propaganda. I mean, it's what it is. So he won't talk about the pedo raids and stuff, obviously, because I know this for a fact, because he doesn't want any info known about it by the enemy. They already know it's happening. He needs to declare the good work he and many others have been doing so that folks understand this is a real focal point. Another reason a lot of people won't fight the pedo stuff is they're not pedos. They know the pedos and the people, that are really behind them, the Satanists, they will really come after you. But the answer is all of us standing up, then we will overpower them. We will crush them. Leo Zagami, let me ask you this question. You're a leading expert. You've gone through hell. You never really talk about it, to write your books that are available on your website that are so good, breaking down the inside structure of this. What is beneath the pedophiles in the swamp? What's at the very bottom of the rat hole?
Well, in the last few days, definitely it's clear that the Jesuits and certain irregular, deviated, twisted Masonic lodges that operate outside of the boundaries of regular Freemasonry are operating in favor of these pedophilia rings. And the new target, you were asking me before, who is the new target of investigations of the people who are going after these pedophiles? Well, it's been suggested to me that the new target for investigation now is Archbishop Francisco Luis Ladaria, who is the new head of the Holy Office, because apparently he has a lot of skeletons in the cupboard, especially he has covered the pedophile monster Don Gianni Trotta, so already that should be enough to not have him as leader of the Catholic faith, but he's also involved directly in the pedo rings. So Pope Francis is really actively involved with these pedo rings. And he doesn't have any excuse anymore. He's in the face of everybody that he's covering up these people, and it's a constant scandal in the Vatican. And it's not only Cardinal Pell, but many others. Now, Coco Palmiero, the one who was involved with the gay orgy, they broke in because his guy, Luigi Capozzi, was found writing fragrant, having a gay orgy with cocaine, and now he's in a rehab. Well, Coco Palmiero is one of the key figures in this pedo ring, and he's also one of the electors of Pope Francis and a member of this mafia of San Gallo. I posted on my website an article called Jesuits and Pedophiles Take Over the Catholic Faith Guided by Secret Masonic Lodge, in which a cardinal from Belgium, this cardinal from Belgium is called Gottfried Danels, says that he was a member of this club, of this mafia club, and he opens it. He says it during a conference. So if you go and check this video, for all those supposed journalists out there who don't want to do their work, well, they will find out that this cardinal is openly stating he's part of the secret group known as the Mafia of San Gallo, which is the pedo ring headquarters for the Vatican.
Why is the Pope so arrogant to fire all the Christians and conservatives, all the real Catholics that are fighting him? It's so obvious when the day after the gay orgy breaks and days after his deputy Pope gets caught running the child procurement centers and reportedly raping hundreds of children, now they're saying, in these indictments, to fire his opposition. Doesn't he know how guilty that looks?
Well, in this poll that we just terminated, 2,000 people said, 84% of the total people, when they were asked if Pope Francis is respecting the morals and the doctrine of the Catholic faith, 84% of Italians said that he's not respecting the Catholic faith, and he's supposed to be the Pope. This is incredible. I mean, we've never been in front of a situation of...
Sure, how did Catholics handle it 4 months ago when he said to the Catholic newspaper, it makes me sick to my stomach when I hear about Europe's Christian roots, let more Muslims in. I mean, this guy ought to go be an imam in Saudi Arabia.
Well, Alex, the second question, which is the last one of this poll, well, it wasn't the last one, but in my exposure now is the last one. So 96% of Italians, equal to 2,300 votes, stating that Pope Francis is damaging Italy with his actions, letting in all these Muslims and these immigrants. So now that with Scenari Economici and Professor Antonio Maria Rinaldi we have done this poll, you will see tomorrow in all the Italian newspapers, and probably even the Vatican will have to react to this poll because it's giving us results which are unprecedented. 96% of Italians think the Pope is illegitimately forcing on us these immigrants. So wow. Basically they don't think of him as a good Pope.
All right. We're going to break in about 45 seconds, but starting off, Craig, what's your view of this whole Russia situation? I mean, I think it's clearly a witch hunt.
Well, from my sources, yeah, it is a witch hunt. I think it's just a matter of desperation, Alex. It's just a revelation of how little they have to fight with against an outsider like President Trump, who is into actually and genuinely restore power to the American people and drain the swamp. I think the longer they hold on to this Russian concussion, we call it, the more damage they do to themselves. So it's actually popcorn worthy to watch them struggle and try to maintain that narrative at this point.
I agree. It's been toxic since day one, and even their own constituents say that's why they're turning against them. Now they're going to have Hillary and Pelosi and Obama run the midterm elections. I mean, just don't they ever figure it out? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain.
All right, I want to ask both our guests specifically to get into the whole Russia situation because, like Craig Sawyer just said, if he just joined us, it's the Russian concussion. I hadn't heard that term, but it makes perfect sense. All the evidence is Hillary and Podesta and all of them were involved with the Russians. They were still minor players, but it was espionage. That's what the Russians do. That's what our government does. The Chinese, though, are just like absolutely in our business, that all these foreign powers, all this foreign money, dumping money into Hillary, Trump got none of it, none of the big foreign banking money, none of it, none. And then they turn around and say he's got all these foreign influences, and I didn't even ask Craig this, but it's up on InfoWars.com right now, Craig. Ellen L. Weintraub, a commissioner on the Federal Elections Commission, talks about how I'm being criminally investigated. They want to call me before Congress. And the FBI says is investigating me for espionage, for being run by the Russians and financed by them, which I'm not, and not one cent. And that Drudge and InfoWars and Breitbart could face, quote, inquisition. And then it just goes on to have McClatchy saying, yes, we're being criminally looked at, but there's no evidence. I mean, this is incredible. The American people beat Hillary, not the Russians. I don't even speak five words of Russian. I know the word babushka. I mean, grandma, doesn't it? Or another word, vodka. I mean, what do you make of this, Craig? What do you make of this, Mr. Zagami?
Well, again, it's desperation. It's pathetic if you look at it from an informed perspective. But it's sad and concerning, you know, from an American citizen's viewpoint or those that may not have an inside look. So, look, I think as the prosecutions increase in D.C. and the swamp begins to be drained, they'll get on the run. You know, what I'm passing word to the president through my contacts is that we need fire superiority for the side of good. The lies cannot be allowed to be just launched in rapid succession without return fire. These subversives need to be investigated and prosecuted. Once that starts happening, it will accelerate.
And, I agree.
Liars and these attackers will be on the run, and truth can prevail as that swamp starts to drain and things will improve.
Leo Zagami, isn't it the perfect projection? They know they're the globalists. They know they're the ones killing our sovereignty. Italy just voted months ago to not let the EU put an army there. And the EU said, we don't care. We're still going to march an army in. They're the globalists. They're the ones taking our sovereignty. I mean, it's just insane. But I've known in your own country, they removed what other presidents claiming that they were Russian puppets, right? This was first used in Italy, wasn't it?
Well, of course, the connection, privilege, friendship between Putin and Berlusconi was often put into discussion by the left-wing judiciary system, and I think it's the same in America. You have a judiciary system that unfortunately is completely left-wing and will never be biased, because since the end of the 60s, when the liberals took over the universities and the people teaching those universities, we never reestablished a real conservative teaching in those universities. In Italy, you can't even teach in universities if you are a left, if you are a right-wing professor. You have to be left-wing. You have to have basically the Democratic Party or the Communist Party membership, and then you can teach in an Italian university. This is absolutely outrageous, but and unfortunately, it will never make a society better, a society which is so unbiased. So
exactly. Bingo. That's why they're so panicked. Trump's barely trying to turn the tide with a good Supreme Court justice and a few others. We'd be done if it wasn't for Trump. That's why they're fighting so hard to remove him. Let's do five more minutes with both of you and what you think as experts we should do next to ensure we defeat these globalists. The audience is listening. They're wanting directives. I'm wanting directives from them. We're all in this together, side by side. Hour number three, straight up. Joel Skousen on North Korea. Stay with us. MyCo ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level products.